Welcome to Luma Digest. I'm Noura. Okay, so voice agents just got real, and I do not mean in the demo sense, I mean in the architecture sense. For years, text-to-speech was this separate problem you bolted onto the end of a language model. You generate text, then convert it to audio as an afterthought. That is no longer how it works. Samuel Humeau from Mistral walked through why TTS models now look exactly like LLMs, autoregressive transformers generating audio tokens one frame at a time, just like language models generate text tokens. Here's why that matters. Neural audio codecs solve the information density problem. Raw audio has far too much data to train on directly. Codecs compress it into discrete tokens that transformers can actually learn from. Once you have tokens, you have the same problem LLMs already solved, predicting the next one in a sequence. That is why TTS architecture converged. It is not reinventing the wheel. It is using the same wheel that already works. And what that enables is properly interesting. Voice cloning from just a few seconds of reference audio. Streaming agents that respond before the full output finishes generating. Systems that feel responsive rather than delayed. But, and this is the bit that keeps coming up, latency is still the practical catch. Cascaded systems, speech-to-text, then LLM, then text-to-speech, inherit 500 milliseconds to 4 seconds of delay. Humans respond in roughly 200 milliseconds. That gap? You feel it. Full duplex models like Moshi solve part of the problem. The model can listen and talk simultaneously, no more ping-pong turns. But solving the ping-pong problem does not solve the usefulness problem. The real blocker is not architecture anymore. It is cost. TTS at scale burns through budgets. That is why the voice agent moment keeps not arriving, even when the technology works. 11labs has a simpler path. Luke Harries showed how to wrap existing chat agents in a voice layer without rewriting the underlying logic. Turn-taking, interruption detection, speech-to-text, text-to-speech, all handled in a few lines with their SDK. That is how voice stops being a research problem and becomes something builders actually ship. The takeaway? Voice is not a separate product anymore. It is a layer you add to what you have already built, worth thinking about for your own setup, right? Completely different corner of the tech world now, but stay with me. Mobile robots running over unreliable Wi-Fi do not just lose packets, they execute ghost commands. Here's what that means. An old motion directive arrives late after the robot state has already changed, and it gets executed anyway. The robot thinks it is current. The network knows it is stale. The outcome is unpredictable motion. A ROS developer built ROS2_kinematic_guard to solve this. Instead of relying on heartbeat timeouts, which only detect silence, the guard watches a short local window. It looks at the previous command, the current command, and the next command. If the sequence does not make kinematic sense, if acceleration spikes, if direction reverses without reason, it applies the brakes. The intervention latency is 50 milliseconds, fast enough to stop unsafe motion before it becomes a problem. This is not theoretical. Mobile robots in warehouses, hospitals, and factories run over Wi-Fi because wired connections are not practical. Network delays are not edge cases, they are the operating environment, and until now most systems just hoped the network would hold up. What ROS2_kinematic_guard does is make unreliable networks survivable. It does not fix the network, it fixes the consequences. Bottom line, if you are building mobile robots that depend on wireless command streams, this is the kind of safety layer that moves from nice to have to mandatory. Have a think about where that leaves systems without it. Right. Let me lighten things up a bit. Cognex just released the Insight 3900, fully integrated AI-powered vision system for robotics. And the interesting bit is not that it does AI, it is that it does AI at full production speed without latency trade-offs. The system combines edge AI, advanced AI, and rule-based tools on Qualcomm hardware. It runs factory inspections in real time. 4x faster processing than previous generations, 25 megapixel resolution for high-precision defect detection. That is the kind of throughput that makes AI inspection practical on a moving production line, not just in a lab. For anyone building or managing factory automation, this is what the next generation of quality control looks like. Vision systems that keep pace with production, not bottleneck it. Pretty wild. Now, this next one properly surprised me. Anthropic's situation just got even more insane. They have anchored to SpaceX Compute, Google Cloud with a $200 billion commitment, AWS, Microsoft, and Pentagon contracts. Let that sink in. This is no longer a research-driven AI lab. This is infrastructure-driven competition at a scale most companies will never see. The valuation is approaching $1 trillion. Not because of what Claude can do today, because of the compute access Anthropic has locked in for the next decade. The shift here is important. The companies that win the next phase of AI are not necessarily the ones with the best models. They are the ones with the most compute and the deepest infrastructure partnerships. Anthropic just made very clear which game they are playing. What this really means is that the barrier just dropped, again, but only for the companies that can afford to play at this scale. Ask yourself, if compute access becomes the moat, where does that leave the smaller players? Okay, so this is the one I keep coming back to. RAG systems retrieve the most similar document, not the most current one. That distinction matters more than you would think. If your knowledge base changes constantly, product updates, policy changes, pricing shifts, similarity alone will give you stale answers. A document from 6 months ago might be more semantically similar to the query than the updated version from last week. So the RAG system serves the old one. A builder ran into this in production and built a temporal layer to fix it. The layer filters expired facts and boosts time-sensitive signals before retrieval happens. The system now knows which documents are still valid and which ones are outdated, even if the text has not changed much. The practical impact is immediate. Stale answers disappear. Customer-facing agents stop giving incorrect information. Support teams stop firefighting. If you are running RAG in any environment where facts have expiry dates, customer support, compliance, product documentation, this is the kind of invisible problem that costs you trust before you even know it is happening. Something to think about on the commute home. So, stepping back from all of that, here's what I keep coming back to. Voice is becoming a layer you add, not a product you build from scratch. Safety layers for robots are moving from optional to mandatory as wireless becomes the norm. Vision systems are catching up to production speed. And the real competition in AI is not about models anymore. It is about who controls the compute. The big picture today, the infrastructure is what wins. Whether that is compute access for training models, or kinematic guards for robots, or temporal layers for RAG systems. The technology that works is the technology that survives the messy reality of production. Worth having a conversation about with your team this week, and that's your Luma Digest. See you next time.